The actions of the Tollpoddle Six were, in some senses, different in terms of the sophistication of their scheme. As I kind of mentioned kind of earlier, the fact that they kind of drew very much kind of directly from kind of from trade union kind of materials and tools in kind of other trades using their kind of their familial and community kind of networks. But it's so easy to kind of to kind of label them as being absolutely kind of exceptional. But we know that going back into the 1770s, but particularly from the 1790s, that forms of agricultural kind of nascent forms of agricultural kind of trade unionism, occur. Groups of men gathering together, making the decision that that their kind of condition required action. Taking effectively kind of a democratic kind of decision that they would combine to go and ask for an increase in their wages. And that, if nothing else, is kind of a basic definition of trade union organization and trade union activity. And we can find lots of kind of examples of this in the archives, so particularly from the 1790s, not least in the southwest, in places like Dorset, in places like Wiltshire. But they also, as I say, kind of exist in this kind of broader kind of trade union kind of movement, trade union consciousness. That that the six men don't necessarily see themselves as being kind of any kind of different. Yes, they're agricultural labourers. Yes, their condition is arguably even more kind of pitiful. But the you know that their kind of causes are the same as their literal kind of brothers, their kind of brethren working in other. In other trades. The exceptionalism of kind of Tollpoddle is one which is kind of largely kind of subsequently made by by kind of politicians, and can arguably you could say as well that the remembering in 1934 by the Trade Union Congress, the TUC, of the actions of the Tollpoddle men and their bitter kind of prosecution repression. Have acted to to further kind of to point them out as kind of exceptional, but more recent kind of archival kind of research has put them into this broader kind of lineage of rural kind of nascent trade unionism, and also this really kind of strongly kind of locally kind of entrenched trade union consciousness and culture, a culture of combinations, like put it. That that informed kind of society, not only in the towns, also in the countryside.